New Hope and a New Deal. President Franklin D. Roosevelt took on the farm problem immediately. He told men, women, and children working in the fields that he understood their struggles because he was a farmer too. He visited poor farmers, shook their hands, and promised change. His wife, Eleanor, was also deeply dedicated. She fought for the rights of sharecroppers and other minority groups in trouble. Together, the new president and his wife firmly believed that solving the agricultural problems facing Americans was fundamental to relieving the trouble caused by the Depression. Many of President Roosevelt's New Deal programs were designed to help farmers, including the Agricultural Adjustment Acts, the Civilian Conservation Corps, the Farm Security Administration, the Soil Conservation Service, and the Rural Electrification Administration. These programs focused on improving farm services, reducing farm surpluses, and increasing prices. The USDA and other agencies quickly acted to implement these programs. The goals were to improve the economy and narrow the gap between urban and rural living standards. Programs like the Tennessee Valley Authority in the southeastern United States were created to promote new agricultural techniques, replant forests, and improve habitat for fish and wildlife. Electricity generated by newly constructed dams made life easier and farms more productive. Momentous change was on the way.